You are listening to the Experience University podcast with Dr. K, Season 7, Episode 1.
Welcome to Experience University, where we aim to educate, inspire, and empower individuals who wish to design transformational experiences. Now your host, Dr. Kristen Malik.
Hello, hello, my friends. Oh my goodness. It has been so long since I have stood in front of the podcast microphone for my own podcast. It has been literally a year since I have released a podcast, and this is simply unacceptable. What has been going on in the past year? What has kept me from all of you, these incredible people? I've actually had so many of you reach out and say, are you okay? I've been listening for the podcast. What's going on? And if you're following me on socials or connected to me on LinkedIn, you know it's been an absolute insane year. And I'm here to fill you in on all that and to talk about the podcast. So first, you may have noticed that we are launching season 7. So this is episode 104, I believe. We've gone from individually listing the episodes in like the 100, 101, 102 type of format, and we have rebranded to be in seasons. So that aligns better with certain calendars and making sure that there's some time off, and it just works better in terms of editing and releasing the podcast. Second, you'll understand we had a major rebrand. And if you do listen to last year's episode that was released last August, I talk about that in that podcast. I say we've got exciting things coming up, crazy things, and we're going to rebrand the podcast. Well, it took a year, but we have and are rebranding. So you'll notice we have a new logo and a new name. So instead of the Extraordinary Events Initiative or the Extraordinary Events Podcast, we are rebranding to Experience University or Experience U. And we have a lot of different offerings that are going with this. We have online courses that have already been developed that we're releasing. We've got additional kind of CEU type training. We obviously have the podcast. We have a lot of things that I was already doing piecemeal in different areas, and we're just bringing it all together underneath this label of Experience U at Experience University. So this is Experience University podcast, which is all things event and experience design. And that is what we will be focusing on. Second, if you follow anything about me on socials already, you will see that it's been a crazy year. And that crazy year has partially been because I was invited to do a TED Talk. And my TED Talk was about my specific niche area in behavior change design. Now, the first six seasons or the first 102 or three episodes of the Extraordinary Events podcast has really been about event basics or event logistics. And interestingly, this podcast was and still is being used as a supplementary material in some classes all around the world. So there's some universities in London that have reached out and they're using this in conjunction with their books and in their classes. We've got some in Eastern Asia that have been using it. So some really incredible things from this logistical standpoint. And as you all know, if you're in events or experience management or design, then you know there's only so much you can cover on logistics. And we had some cool insights from students, and we had awesome industry interviews. And I really sat there and said, okay, this podcast is trying to be all things to everybody. And that's awesome, but it's not effective because we're not reaching specific target markets that really want or need this information. So I thought about releasing a brand new podcast and kind of letting Extraordinary Events podcast sit out there in the universe on its own and creating a whole new separate podcast. But honestly, the target market for these podcasts are still the same people. in terms of people that are interested in event and experience design, but we're going to really dive in deep here. We're going to sit here and we're going to talk about aspects that nobody else is talking about. So the first six seasons will still live here. You can still go back and learn all the interesting and fascinating things from purpose to site selection to elements of budget, how to customize your LinkedIn. All of these episodes, we've got incredible industry speakers that came talking about how events are related to, you know, emergency management and crisis and things like that. But from episode one in season seven, which is this, going forward, we're really going to talk about the different layers of events, the differences between like event coordinator, event manager, event designer, event strategist, behavior change design. And I am going to be talking a lot more about behavior change design because that's really where the future, in my personal opinion, Dr. K, my personal opinion of where we need to be going. And it's a unique perspective. I got two LinkedIn messages just the other day, like, Kristen, we want to learn how to do what you do. Can you please give us some resources? And I'm like, that's awesome. I have 4 degrees and 27 certifications across 8 different industries. And I am a polymath. So I see kind of all these totally different areas and I see how they overlap. And I see how that the center parts of those, how they relate, and then how they specifically go into events. So even if I told you the 27 certifications or any of these things, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to see the linkages. So I started offering online courses and I did some free masterclasses and then I put together a course and it's been such a hit. And I really want to bring that into the podcast. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about designing for behavior and mindset change, designing events and experiences that specifically focus in this behavior and mindset change. Now, will there be some more quote unquote elementary concepts? Yeah, there will be, because sometimes that stuff is essential to get to that behavior change design. But this is really going to be the focus going forward. So what's been going on in my life over the last year? And what has led to this rebrand? Well, wow, a lot. So last December, I became certified in neurolinguistics, NLP, and I became a practitioner. And then later on, I became a master practitioner. And let me tell you, this has kind of changed my life in many ways. Understanding from a neuroscience and the brain aspect ahead of time, you know, 5% is your conscious mind, 95% is your unconscious mind. And so I like to sit there and I give this analogy of when you're a child, when you're growing up in your environment, a lot of seeds are planted in your unconscious mind. And some of those seeds turn out to be beautiful flowers that sprout up through this critical wedge into your conscious mind. And some of those turn into weeds. And those weeds spread up and they go through your conscious mind. And the more educated you are and the more disciplined you are, you can consistently cut down those weeds, right? You can run that lawnmower and that weed whacker in your conscious mind over and over again to where you think you've really conquered these weeds or this unwanted growth in your conscious mind. But you're never actually digging out the roots and like really getting to the deep root because that's in your unconscious mind. And I found through neurolinguistics that you can talk with, communicate, program, and kind of unravel some of these roots in your unconscious mind, which was really difficult for me as a very highly educated, highly analytical, and highly AD or sense-making person. It was really difficult for me to allow this in because even though it's well accepted in many other countries, in the United States, it's still considered woo-woo. And because it's been used maybe unethically in marketing and sales in some elements, it's been considered to be like a bad thing. Like, oh, you're learning how to manipulate people. And it really hasn't been that at all. And I will say through that experience of self-coaching and coaching with other people and the coaching certification, I was able to identify a lot of childhood things that had just been so buried deep. And it was really creating this sense of shame and toxic shame. And it was something that it wasn't at all anything that I thought it would be. So if you know me, or if you saw on my LinkedIn, I made this huge LinkedIn post in the spring about how I had been abused, like essayed and emotionally abused for many years as a child, and, you know, sexually abused, you know, multiple times a week for 9 years. And so that was really hard for me to come out about. And I thought that all of my shame was wrapped around that, but it actually wasn't, which was really interesting. My shame really came from other roots that came from my mom and my mom's side, and kind of their reaction and response to finding out that information. And I think it's so easy for us to kind of label people based on what we think their issues are, but really kind of diving into that and releasing that toxic shame has just been like absolutely ridiculously incredible. Confidence, releasing imposter syndrome, releasing procrastination. And I'm so privileged and blessed to be able to help other people do the same. So I work now with speakers, authors, leaders, really anybody who really wants to dig into their unconscious mind. And I can do these incredible like 8 and 10 hour breakthroughs. And I've seen so much transformation and life change. And that's been really fascinating. So I do that on an individual level, but I'm also able to take concepts from my neurolinguistics and then also from psychology, neuroscience, and anthropology and build these into these experiences and event design for more than one person. And that's, we're going to talk so much about that on the podcast, and I'm really, really excited for that. So then I was asked to do a TED Talk, and my TED Talk was in behavior change design. And what I was asked to speak about was this specific series of events that I did within higher education to get tenured professors to kind of change their behavior with no additional incentive and to really kind of become innovative and move forward. And it's just been incredible, the responses from that. That TED Talk has led to a ton of keynote speaking from high school levels all the way up to event associations and not related associations. So I've been doing a lot of speaking, which is incredible. There's so much that's been going on, and none of that excuses the fact that I haven't been making podcasts. I've actually been a guest on so many other podcasts, and I love it. I just actually, before recording this, I was on another podcast, and I think I'll have 4 different podcasts coming out within the next month from today, which is, you know, the second week of September, that are just guests on other people's podcasts. And I want to do that for my own audience. I miss you all. I miss the interactions. I miss all of you commenting and sending me messages. And it's so great to see the interaction and involvement here. And I absolutely love it. So my commitment to you all is I'm committed to posting a podcast once a week. I have 3 people who are working for me now. I mean, literally, this year has been insane. And so I've got 3 people committed to me. Somebody's in charge of the podcast. They're going to harass me until I record it and I give it to them. I'm also launching 2 TikToks. So one is Events with Dr. K, and that is all about event and experience design. By the time this podcast goes live, that will have also just pushed live. So go like and follow that page on TikTok, Events with Dr. K. I'm also releasing a TikTok called Dr. K Does Parenting, and that's all about neurolinguistics and parenting and some of the things that I've done that a lot of other parents are like, oh my God, I have this one, my daughter's friend, her parent is like, can you just take my daughter for like 8 weeks and just like programmer like Bella, like, because my daughter is just absolutely incredible. And a lot of parents are like, what do you do? Like, how is your daughter so nice and so disciplined and so, you know, funny and spunky and independent. So I'm sharing a lot of those kind of hacks from a parenting perspective. So you can follow and like that page too, if you want. And then I had deleted my Instagram a long time ago and I'm launching my Instagram again and I've rebranded the Facebook page. So if you've liked the Facebook page, Extraordinary Events, then you will see that it has changed to Experience University. So this is kind of a play on, so it's like experience and event design, the university for that. So it's kind of an umbrella term for all the offerings underneath it. And then, yeah, we have so much launching. So I promise I took a year off. I got super focused and I'm doing all of the things, which is insane. And now I am back better than ever, dedicated to you all. And I'm so, so excited for what is to come. You are all my friends. You are all my family. And I'm so thankful for you following along in this journey with me. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Experience University podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode.